Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The roots of the banjo go back to West Africa. Early versions of the instrument came to the Americas with enslaved people, and over the centuries have transitioned into the instrument we play today. In the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina, the banjo took a stronghold. Many fiddles came across the Atlantic with immigrants from the British Isles and Europe. Banjos in Appalachia were often hand-built. It was possible to build banjos using household items like gourds, animal hides, cake tin, and animal gut for the strings. Instruments like guitars, fiddles, and mandolins are comprised of machined parts and can require more precise workmanship. Legend has it that Doc Watson's first banjo was made from the hide of his grandmother's cat. The European fiddle and the African banjo met in these mountains, becoming the foundation of traditional mountain music. North Carolina is associated with the banjo more than any other state. In the early 20th century, Charlie Poole of Rockingham County became an early recording star with his banjo. Snuffy Jenkins from Harris, North Carolina, took where Poole left off, pioneering a three-finger banjo style with his homemade banjo. Earl Scruggs from Flint Hill near Shelby, North Carolina, perfected his innovative three-finger style that drove Bill Monroe's music into hyperdrive and gave us the bluegrass music we know today. Musicians in the Round Peak area of Surrey County cemented their own clawhammer style that flavors many an old-time jam to this day. Today, the banjo is as present as ever across western North Carolina. Not only is the banjo played here, but it's also built here. Two young builders with their own distinct building styles and philosophies work to carry on the tradition. Transylvania County's Cedar Mountain Banjos has always been a family affair. Started in 1996 by Lo Gordon, the company is now owned and operated by his son, Tim Gardner. Tim has now been building heirloom quality banjos for 15 years, but it's not the path he always imagined for himself. As a forestry major at NC State University, Tim spent his summers in Montana fighting fires. A defining moment came for Tim when a career with the U.S. Forest Service didn't come to be. This unanticipated step in his path led him to start building banjos with his father. What started as a job has now become his calling. In 2013, he bought the business and hasn't looked back. Today, Tim's goal is to build around 70 banjos a year. The company's L model is the Lo Gordon signature banjo and features celestial-themed iconography. Tim has developed models like the streamlined and readily available Jubilo and the more ornate Bella Rosa, which provides more versatility in playing styles. Artists playing Cedar Mountain banjos include Sheila K. Adams, Mary Z. Cox, David Holt, and Al Petaway. A stellar musician in his own right, Tim grew up playing with his family band, the Celestial Railroad String Band, named after a railroad in Florida. The Celestial theme continued when Tim's parents opened Celestial Mountain Music in Brevard. This store sold instruments and musical supplies, hosted a weekly jam, and offered lessons. Tim's banjo shop is in Cedar Mountain near Brevard. When he's not building, Tim is often on the road with the nationally touring and recording bluegrass band, Unspoken Tradition. Tim plays fiddle with the band, which is comprised of members from across western North Carolina. Tim has also recorded and toured with Mary Z. Cox and was the fiddler for High Windy, a prominent Asheville-area bluegrass band. In addition to his accomplishment in bluegrass and old-time fiddling, winning high honors at Fiddler's Grove and other contests, Gardner is also skilled in classical, country, swing, and Celtic music, and skillfully plays a variety of instruments. Patrick Sawyer, founder of Pisgah Banjos, will tell you that at its essence, a banjo is a drum on a stick, but the final product is so much more. Patrick was a sophomore at Appalachian State University when he made his first banjo. He had recently started playing the banjo and quickly realized that he wanted to build one. Patrick was able to connect with Charlie Glenn to learn some of the basics, and over Thanksgiving of his sophomore year, Patrick built his first banjo. In 2009, he hiked the Appalachian Trail, which carries hikers through large sections of the Pisgah National Forest, which serves as an inspiration for the name of his banjo building enterprise. He bought saws the day he got off the trail and soon thereafter rented space in a storage unit to build on the weekends while working as a carpenter during the week. Patrick went on to work in a cabinet shop and for a solar and thermal energy company before he decided it was time to build banjos full-time. Pisgah Banjos started officially in 2012. Pisgah banjos are built from sustainable native Appalachian woods, most of which come from North Carolina. Borrowing from marquetry and quilting traditions of the region, the quilted star is the symbol that adorns the peghead of several Pisgah banjo models. Patrick has utilized native persimmon, what some call Appalachian ebony, as a substitute for ebony, which is an endangered species. Balsam Banjo Works is another arm of Patrick's business that started with the desire to find American-made banjo parts. The modern banjo features many machined metal elements, and few American machinists could produce and sell them at a rate large enough to make a profit. Patrick has partnered with U.S.-based machinists to produce banjo parts and offer them for sale. Banjo building and innovation continue to thrive in the Blue Ridge Mountains of western North Carolina, and builders like Tim and Patrick have contributed to the legacy of quality luthier crafting in the region for current and future generations.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.